audience, saying that it's been really cool to see girls and women that have really embraced watching football. He uses his own experience as a girl dad to say is to say how cool it is for him to see little girls and daughters really just sitting down and watching football, spending time with their dads, their uncles, their grandpas. And he adds that Taylor is genuine and cool, even though she doesn't have to be, because obviously she is one of the most famous people in the world. So I guess if you take it from Travis Kelce's bestie, Patrick Mahomes, Taylor Swift is more than just a pretty face up there in the luxury box.
And it sounds like we'll be seeing more of her this football season, it sounds
like. Yes, yes. And in fact, there was a story last week that came out that Travis Kelce petitioned the NFL to allow her to sing the national anthem at a Chiefs game or as part of some sort of event in the NFL. So does that mean we're going to see Taylor Swift singing the national anthem at the next Super Bowl? Maybe. I don't know. Maybe at a Chiefs home game. I have no idea. But yeah, she's done with her Eras tour overseas, isn't she? Isn't she coming back to the States
now? Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
Okay.
Now
I haven't kept up.
She's coming back to the States for the second leg of the tour over here.
Yes. Yes. I haven't kept up with all of her schedules and the Eras tour. I'm sorry, Swifties. I'm not that up to date like you are. But I believe she
is
back.
A full-time job there, man.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. I don't know how you keep up with Taylor Swift. I don't know if Taylor Swift can keep up with Taylor Swift, quite honestly. But it sounds like she'll be, definitely spending more time at some of the football games this year, especially when she's got some breaks from the Eras tour. So, unfortunately, if you didn't want to see Taylor Swift in any games this year, that wish will not be coming true. And again, here's what I'm going to say. I know people get tired of the relationship. I know that people last year got tired of her being thrown in their faces all the time at games. But quite honestly, is that really her fault? I mean, she's there to support her significant other, and the cameras obviously are not going to not gravitate towards her, right? Because she is a celebrity. So I get that people get really tired of seeing her, but at the same time, if you're tired of seeing her on TV, then you should probably be petitioning the NFL, not Taylor Swift solely, because that's their doing and their handy camera work there, not so much hers. So
it's nice that the players are actually saying positive things about her being at the games and everything. I mean, and everything you just mentioned, I mean, those are all positive things.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, it's just the oversaturation of
Taylor Swift overload is essentially what it is. But I love that there's more women and girls who have become interested in football. And here's the thing, too, that I'm finding. They're not just watching. Some of them are, let's be honest. Some of them are just watching for a glimpse of Taylor Swift and what she's going to be wearing at the Chiefs game, right? But there's a lot of them who have actually are like, this isn't so bad. This is kind of fun. What's actually happening on the field? Mm-hmm. And have taken the time to learn a little bit. So it's kind of a cool way for people to get more involved in football. So there you go. More Taylor Swift sightings this year. And who knows if she's going to be down there with a headset on next to Coach Andy Reid calling in those plays. That would be...
Nothing would shock us at this point.
Right? And then that's when you know things have gone too far, though, too, right?
Uh-huh. Right.
If that starts to happen, then we know things have gone one step too far and we need to maybe reel it in just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Just pull it back a little bit.
Just a little bit. Dial back that notch just a little. We do have to go through our birthday list that we have here this morning. And before we jump into the celebrity side of things, we'll remind you that if you're celebrating or know somebody who is, you can text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. So looking here at the famous side of things, no Taylor Swift on the list today, so we'll not have to make that connection like we have to with everything else she does. But we're going to start with Rita Volk on the list. She's the not-so-fake Amy on MTV's Faking It. She is celebrating her 34th birthday. We have OMI on the list as well. Ami, I think, is what he actually went by, but it's all capitalized, so it's an acronym. Always has been to me. It's weird. Anyway, he was the singer who did that song Cheerleader. His real name is Omar Paisley. He is celebrating celebrating his 38th birthday. Shaun White, the Olympic snowboarder known as the Flying Tomato because of all that red long hair that he's had over the years, he is celebrating his 38th birthday. I say over the years because he has since cut all of his long red hair. It's in a shorter cut now, so you can't, you don't fly things around quite as much anymore if you watch Shaun White on a snowboard. Okay. Wasn't he amazing, though? He was such an awesome athlete. Mm. And I know over the years, he's had to have different knee surgeries and procedures because I can't even imagine what some of the things that he has done on the snowboard have done to like his joints and his knees and his legs. It's craziness. Garrett Hedlund is celebrating a birthday as well. He is 40 years old.
I'm going to take a shot in the dark here and bet that you've never been on a snowboard.
There is not enough ace bandages in the world to make that work. And there is not enough, I don't have enough grace. I'm kind of clumsy.
What about the boys? What about Max or Dexter?
Dexter all of a sudden has more of an interest in snowboarding and skiing. Max has always been like, you want me to do what? Strap two toothpicks to my feet and then send me straight down a mountain? Probably not. Probably not how he's going to go. No, I have skied. I'm not going to say I'm great at it, but I have done it. And it was always a lot of fun. So I don't mind it. Now I feel like I'm old, though. And if I fall like I used to when I was younger, it's just not going to go as well, Finn. But I don't mind it. I know a lot of people who do really, really love skiing. In fact, we have great friends right here in the area who spend a good majority of their winter skiing and cannot wait for the first snowfall while the rest of us are dreading it. So I can respect that. Garrett Hedlund, who is 40 years old today, played Tim McGraw's son in Friday Night Lights. He was Jeff Bridges' son in Tron Legacy. He also played country singer Bo Hutton in Country Strong. Now he plays Sylvester Stallone's, he's also on Sylvester Stallone's Paramount Plus series, Tulsa King, is how I should phrase that. We have Paz de la Huerta celebrating a birthday today. 40 years old for her. She is Lucy Danziger on Boardwalk Empire. We also have Jenny Finch on the list. She is 44 today. She's a former Olympic softball pitcher who took home the gold in Athens and then the silver in Beijing. Nick Weschler is also celebrating a birthday today. You know him best as Jack Porter on ABC's Revenge. He was also Blue Hawk on Amazon's The Boys. Still trying to get through the rest of that one from earlier this year. He was also the sheriff's son Kyle Valenti on Roswell. He celebrates his 46th birthday today. Red Fu from LMFAO is 49. His real name is Stefan Gordy. He is the son of Motown founder Barry Gordy. Maybe we'll pull out some LMFAO this morning. I know a couple weeks ago we did because the nephew was celebrating a birthday from LMFAO. Yeah. Charlie Sheen, who, well, we all know, kind of went off the rails during, it was
such
not
a sad
good.
Story. I mean,
it is. It really is. It seems like he's doing a little bit better now. Obviously, he announced at one point that he was HIV positive. He had made some not great choices. There was a lot of anger issues there. There was a lot of mental issues happening. And it seems like, I don't know, it seems like he's doing better. I want to give him the benefit of the doubt because he is so talented and he goes all the way back to the Brat Pack days, right? So I want to give him the benefit of the doubt for doing better and maybe going and seeking some help that he genuinely needed, I think, at that point in time. He's celebrating his 59th birthday today. Costas Mandalore, who played Hoffman, the guy who replaced Jigsaw as the killer in the Saw movies, is celebrating his 59th birthday. We have Todd Lewis on the list as well. He is the singer for the Toadies. Their big hit was the amazing Guitar Hero jam Possum Kingdom. The second biggest hit was really rock bottom APB on the Toadies. I mean, somebody look under Toad the Wet Sprocket and Big Head Todd to see if you can find anything about the Toadies and Todd Lewis. Let's see, we've got Steve Jones, who is the Sex Pistols guitarist. He celebrates his 69th birthday today. From Grand Funk Railroad, the drummer for that group, Don Brewer, is 76 years old. He actually is the singer for their song We're an American Band, and he shares vocals with Mark Farner on Some Kind of Wonderful, even though Farner sang most of the band's songs. I don't know, I love Grand Funk Railroad. I thought they had some good stuff in the late 70s. I was always a fan. Oldies radio background.
Oldies
and all that.
Radio. Yep.
Yep.
A lot
exactly.
Of grand funk.
Yep. And even now on my playlist, and I love that sometimes Dexter will bring up his playlist and there's some Grand Funk Railroad mixed in on his. So I can appreciate that. Eric Bell from Thin Lizzy. He's the guitarist for the group. He is 77 years old. And here's a big name. Al Jardine of the Beach Boys is celebrating a birthday today. 82 years old for Al Jardine today. And of course, so many documentaries out, and there's a bunch out now. The current one over on, is it Netflix? Is that where the current one is? I believe
I
HBO
forgot.
Netflix.
I
can't even remember.
Yeah.
But it's
you watched
one.
That one, right?
We did, and it's a good one. I can't remember. You'd have to.
Oh, I think it's on
little...
Disney, isn't it?
Is
it?
So oh, that's Disney right. Plus. That's yeah. right. That's right. That was the reason we kept Disney around for that moment in time, yeah. And still there because my husband thinks that every once in a while, when he needs a Star Wars fix, he can just
He's
go to Disney.
It, yeah.
So I just keep paying it, Finn. Even though that's about once every
it's
6 months.
It's hard to let
just
go.
Saying.
It really
it
is.
It is, especially for my husband. It really is. At any rate, if you are celebrating a birthday or an anniversary today, all of us at Max FM hope you have a wonderful day. And remember, if you do want to add somebody to the list, we make it easy. Just text us, 355-9970. Taking a look at the forecast, we've got another beautiful next couple of days in store. Lots of sun today, 77. More sun tomorrow with a high near 80. We do have a chance for some showers Thursday afternoon. Sean Cable's actually going to tell you more about the forecast in just a moment. That's going to be after ABC and local news right here on 99.7 Max FM.
Beloved AT&T customers, I'm here to tell you about our brand new offering, Next Up Anytime. That's right, anytime. No more waiting 3 years to get a new phone. When you want to upgrade, you can. It's really that simple. Paired with 25% off for all first responders, teachers, military veterans, and more, there has never been an easier choice than switching to AT&T. Stop by any of our AT&T Bug Tussle stores for more great deals and savings.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings on tickets to the 3rd Annual Barra Blues Music Festival and Jam. Groove to the smooth music of Ivy Ford, Dave Potter and Friends, and Dead Henry on Saturday, September 7th from 2 to 9 at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast in Baraboo. Savor great selections from local food trucks. Plus, each ticket includes your choice of a beer, wine, or soda. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase a pair of tickets for just $10 today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
All of us have a role to play in promoting a mental health-friendly workplace.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for a supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can be a source of support.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others that none of us are alone.
And that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
RPQ Baraboo.
279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 87-year-old Pope Francis has arrived in Indonesia, part of the longest international tour he's ever taken. He will visit Papua New Guinea, East Timor, and Singapore as well. President Biden putting more pressure on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and on Hamas to agree to a ceasefire deal to release all the hostages still being held by Hamas. Here's ABC News Senior White House Correspondent Selena Wang.
President Biden and his team have been trying to negotiate one for months, and it is clear now that the president's patience is running out. Biden flat out said that Netanyahu is not doing enough to get a deal done that would release the hostages.
Heat wave in Southern California and parts of the Southwest again this week. They could get a long stretch of days when the temperature hits 100 degrees or more. The hotel strike continues. Thousands of unionized workers on the picket lines asking for higher pay and a return to pre-pandemic staffing levels. Hyatt, Hilton, and Marriott, some of the chains affected. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Two people suffered life-threatening injuries after a single vehicle crash that happened in Lafayette County. Deputies were called to an area near the intersection of County Highway F and Mount Pleasant Road in the town of Fayette on Sunday around 7:06 p.m. The investigation found the occupants, aged 20 and 17, were headed northbound on County Highway F. The vehicle drifted into the gravel shoulder. When the driver realized this, he overcorrected, crossing into the southbound lane. The vehicle collided into a bridge guardrail before coming to a stop. Both occupants were ejected from the vehicle and suffered life-threatening injuries. The Lafayette County Sheriff's Office said speed and alcohol were contributing factors in the crash. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
It is going to be another gorgeous day today, mostly sunny, up to 77 this afternoon with wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 51, tomorrow sunshine 80, Thursday partly cloudy with late day showers and a high near 82. Hey, are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington, definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
99.7.
It's 8:02 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. We hope you are having a great start to your Tuesday. Back to work, back to school. Vacation days are over. I know, though. That long weekend, it's always nice, isn't it? Madonna now. This is Material Girl on 99.7 Max FM.
And more.
Love Jack.
One thing you say.
tainted love.
99.7 Max FM.
The dark side's calling out on the misery. She'll never know just how I feel. Out of the shadows, she walks like a dream. Make me feel crazy, make me feel so mean. Nothing gonna save me from the love that's blind. Slip to the dark side and cross out.
On the dark side, there is John Cafferty, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:08 right now on a gorgeous Tuesday morning. It's a little brisk out there. It feels a little fallish in the air today,
isn't it?
I know, it's absolutely a great start. I mean, if you want the kids to go back to school and you want that feel of fall in the air, well, this morning we're starting to get there. We're definitely starting to get there. And as we were driving this weekend on our way to Minneapolis, we were like, why is there so much red and yellow on the trees already? I mean, there were hillsides of Sumac already bright red, and it felt a little early, maybe just a little early.
Well, what's the projected peak this year? Isn't it something like the second week of October or something like that?
Yeah, it's soon. It's soon. And it looks like, you know, like all those long-term forecasts that all of the different weather services like to put out, and all the TV stations and National Weather Service, they're saying like within the next couple of weeks, we could be a little cooler than we would normally be this time of year. Now, I don't know what that means, if they're talking 5-10 degrees or we're talking a lot cooler, but something to just keep in mind if you're a fall weather lover.
I just hope
that doesn't mean the colors come too soon, right? Because we all wait for the colors. It's been really moist this year, so they're saying that we should have really great colors, but then, you know, if they come too soon, then that's not fun going into the rest of the fall.
Yeah.
Got to stay around a little bit. Like, we got to extend it just a little bit. Corey and I were just talking about that this weekend. Like, one of the things on my bucket list would always be to go to the East Coast, the Vermont area, during the fall months.
Oh, that would be beautiful.
Wouldn't that be awesome? Just do like a driving tour of the Vermont area during the fall colors. And then I also love being out in Washington, D.C. in the spring months for the cherry blossoms. Those are just absolutely incredible as well. So there's some good times times to be on the East Coast. Now, let me ask you a question. How many times have you said something really weird and random, like, hey, I wonder if anybody makes bacon-scented air fresheners? Then you see an online ad pop up on your social media feed, okay? We've talked about this before. It's always like somebody's listening. It turns out that big companies like Google and Amazon, you know, they've always denied that they let companies spy on us by listening in on our conversations. But being a little paranoid, probably not a bad thing. The site 404 Media just published a leaked memo from a large marketing company where they actually bragged to their clients about a feature they call active listening. And this isn't the first time that they've been exposed for it. Cox Media Group actually bragged about it last year on their very own website. They took the page down after people freaked out. It looks like, though, they're still bragging about it when pitching potential clients. This leaked pitch says that they use AI to capture, quote, real-time intent data by listening to people's conversations, then they use it to pinpoint potential customers. That's why if you do a, you know, you go to the store and you're looking for a specific type of shoe, and then all of a sudden you get home and you're scrolling through social media, you have ad after ad after ad for that particular shoe or brands that make something similar.
It's a little creepy.
It's very, very creepy. I hate that feature of social media. It's not clear exactly how they're listening. Google, Facebook, and Amazon all say that they're not involved in the program. Yeah, like they haven't lied to us before. Google even said that they dropped the company from their ad partners program, saying, quote, when we identify ads or advertisers that violate our policies, we will take appropriate action. The big question is, how could this even be legal, right? That's what you're asking yourself right now. And some experts say that it's absolutely not. The marketing company, though, seems to think that as long as software companies bury it in their fine print, it's absolutely okay to do. They told potential customers, quote, it is totally legal for phones and devices to listen to you because consumers usually give consent when accepting terms and conditions. So there you go. This is why fine print is so important this day and age, because you never know what they're quite burying in it. But this is one of the creepy parts of our devices, right? Whether you have the Alexa or the Echo in the home, whether you are using just a tablet or whether you're using just your phones for social media or for online content, this is why it gets so creepy. And this is why AI actually frightens me, because it feels like there is no barrier to where privacy starts and ends when you start talking about this kind of stuff. And it is weird, right? How many times have you said to somebody sitting next to you, that's weird, why do I have all these ads? I only mentioned it one time, right?
You just make the most random statement, right? And then all of a sudden you're just completely overwhelmed by ads on your Facebook page. And you know, and it's no wonder that there are so many conspiracy theorists out there because of stuff like this.
It's easy to become a conspiracy theorist when this kind of stuff is floating around. Yeah. And I love that some of these big companies are like, oh, no, no, we don't do that. Are you kidding me? Do you know how many lawsuits are being filed against these companies right now for this type of stuff? It's a lot. It's a lot. I don't have an exact number in front of me, but Google has been in the news recently for different lawsuits against them. Facebook, well, they're always in the news for different lawsuits. And thanks to Elon, X is not much better at this point in time. So these are companies that are always in the news for this type of stuff. And we all know that they love AI. And we know that they're basically the ones who are starting to use AI for this type of stuff, essentially. I mean, my goodness, Mark Zuckerberg changed Facebook to Meta so that he could kind of do this kind of stuff. What does that tell you about where we're going? I don't know. See, this is why I get creeped out by AI. I know it's the wave of the future. I get it. I'm not afraid of technology and advancement. Don't get me wrong. But again, I feel like it should be used for good, not evil. If you're using AI for things like cancer research, advancements in people with disabilities or illnesses, or trying to figure out how we can make more food to, you know, get to starving nations, then I'm totally down for all of that. If it's simply so that you can advertise more of your stupid products on my stupid social media feed,
that's a little intrusive.
It really is. It's aggressive. It's absolutely aggressive, and I'm not down for any of that. But in related news, Amazon did confirm that they're now running pharmaceutical ads based on things that you purchase. For example, they might toss up an ad for cholesterol meds if they see you buy a bunch of things like chips or pork rinds or something like that. So don't tell me they're not listening and paying attention.
Totally.
We know they're
like
always
all the
watching.
Time, constantly listening, watching. See, I'm turning into a theorist now.
It's weird. They are, though. And you don't even have to be a conspiracy theorist to know that there's always companies watching. And that's why they love those home devices. And they love that there's voice texting and all of that, because it's just another way for them to keep an eye on what we're doing. Speaking of Amazon, I don't think Jeff Bezos needs any more of our business. Did you just see his new Gulfstream jet? There was a photo of it circulating on social media, and it is confirmed by the number on its tail fin that it is actually his. It's a Gulfstream. It's an $80 million jet that can get to Mach 0.983, which is who needs to go that fast? Who needs to go that fast?
Nobody.
It's the fastest plane that Gulfstream makes. Jeff Bezos owns it, and he just, flies it around the world to do whatever he wants to do.
Just because he can, that's why.
To make more stupid rockets and to tell us that we need more cholesterol meds because we ate too many pork rinds. That's essentially, right. I mean, that's what you paid for, people, when you go to Amazon, is you bought his Gulfstream $80 million jet. See, this is why the world will never be fair for everybody.
Totally agree.
Who needs to go Mach 0.9? Like, seriously, who needs to go that fast? I mean, even Jeff Bezos can stop for a few seconds and smell the flowers before he takes off, can he? Maybe not. Maybe I don't understand what it's like to be that rich and that important. But I feel like even somebody with that much money, especially somebody with that much money, should be able to stop for a few seconds and be like, oh, let's just take our time and get there around.
But when you're building your own rocket to take you into space, I mean, at that point, all bets are off, right?
I guess. He's got the need for speed. He listened too close to Tom Cruise in the first Top Gun movie. That's what happened there. I don't know. Now, speaking of buying things online, I promise you, we're not using our money to go buy an $80 million jet. But we are passing on a lot of savings to everybody over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. And we're keeping it all local at the same time. And today we have our big deal of the day happening, and it is a good one. An event coming up this weekend at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast. It's the third annual Barrow Blues Music Festival and Jam. Goes from 2 until 9, and we are offering 50% off your tickets to basically get into that event on Saturday. It's a 2-pack of tickets, $10 each, so $20 total. With a 50% off in, you're only paying $10 right now when you go to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Today only is how you take advantage of this. It's like buying one ticket and getting in your significant other or your bestie for free. That's essentially what it's like. So go check it out. Maybe stock up, so if you want to take some friends with you, if you want to take some family members with you, it's going to be a fantastic day over on the grounds of the Ringling House B&B. There's a great lineup of terrific jazz music. It's going to start off with self-taught prodigy Ivy Ford. You've got Dave Potter and friends performing, and Dead Henry as well. There's going to be food trucks on hand, some adult beverages, some non-alcoholic beverages. All you have to do is bring a lawn chair, a blanket, sit back, relax, enjoy the great outdoors at the beautiful Airbnb at the beautiful Ringling House B&B, and then some terrific music along the way as well. So make sure you stock up on those tickets today only. 50% off Barrow Blues Music Festival and Jam, $20 value, $10. No promo code needed. Just check out, fill the cart with the tickets and check out, and we'll take care of the math at the end of it for you. And while you're over there, of course, Finn, you got to check out all the other great stuff that we have to offer. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of good food options over there. If you like adult beverages, we've got you covered on that front. There's some entertainment options over there. If you want to do some fall clothes shopping, you've got that option over there. Things for the house as well. I mean, we've really got you covered. So MaxFMBigDeals.com. I mean, a day of blues over at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast.
And the weather does sound like it's going to be nice, right?
No, it sounds like we're holding out with a very nice weather pattern for a while. So we're always down with that. I mean, who doesn't want to celebrate fall in this gorgeous weather? I mean, that's kind of a no-brainer, right? Taking a look at the forecast right now, for the next couple of days, I can definitely guarantee some lovely weather. Mostly sunny, 70 77 today, clear tonight down to 51, lots of sun, 80 on tomorrow, I should say. Then as we look ahead to Thursday, partly cloudy, a late day shower, not impossible, let's put it like that, but still not bad, 82 for a high. Right now, it is 52. The morning show on Max FM is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
So we were talking about the Barra Blues Festival over at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast this weekend, how you can get a deal today over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. We were talking about the forecast. I just looked at it. We're talking 63 potentially is all for a high on Saturday. Gorgeous day for an outside event. Go take advantage at MaxFMBigDeals.com.
I've been lonely. I've been waiting for you. I'm pretending. And that's all I can do. The love I'm sending ain't making it through to your heart. You've been trying.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
You keep me hanging on. There is Kim Wilde. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:31 right now. And I know we've just started the month of September, but there's something really awesome I want you to keep in mind and maybe put on the calendar. It's called Celebrate Sauk. And this is going to take place on Saturday, September 28th, 9:30 to 2 in downtown Baraboo. It's going to be in conjunction with the downtown farmers market. This is a celebration of cultures through food, music, and dance. And it's going to take place on the square in downtown Baraboo. There's going to be some salsa dancing, some magic. Also learn how to Tahitian and hula dance. There's going to be a speaker who's going from Madison College. There's also going to be some music and some Ho-Chunk Nation dancing as well. absolutely free to attend this amazing event. And if you want more information, BaribouAxeCoalition.org is where you should go. Again, BaribouAxeCoalition.org. That is Saturday, September 28th. Get it on your calendar, and we hope to see you downtown Baraboo. Such a fun day. Such an awesome day, too, with a lot of good stuff. Now, coming up in just a few moments, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like lots of sunshine, beautiful over the next couple of days, maybe a chance for some rain later this week. Sean Cable's going to tell us a little bit more about that in just a moment. We're also going to have a look at sports next here on 99.7 Max FM.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers, because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us. Now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Slow ruins everything, so why not pay less for fast? U.S. Cellular's home internet gives you the speed you need for just $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Get fast 5G home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Ditch that cable and lock in your home internet rate at $39.99 per month for 3 full years. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
Call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
Fly ball to left. Get going, baseball. Gone! Happy birthday! Unbelievable.
Willie Adames' 29th home run of the season with two aboard in the first helped the Brewers knock off the Cardinals 9-3 on Monday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. It came on his 29th birthday and tied him with Ken Griffey Jr. for 3-run homers with 13. Jackson Churio also clubbed a grand slam as the Brewers' magic number to clinch the division dropped to 16. Willie Adames tied a franchise record by homering in his 5th straight game. Packers will practice again today, then depart early tomorrow morning for Brazil, where they'll open their season against the Eagles. 6th-ranked Badger women's volleyball team fell to number 5 Stanford yesterday in 4 sets. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be another gorgeous day today, mostly sunny, up to 77 this afternoon, with wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 51, tomorrow sunshine 80, Thursday partly cloudy with late day showers and a high near 82. Hey, are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington, definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
99.7.
It's 8:36 right now. We are warming up nicely already this morning. It's going to be a gorgeous day. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. This is Free Fallin' on Max FM.
She's a good girl. Loves her mama. Loves Jesus. In America, too. She's a good girl. She's crazy about Elvis. Loves horses. and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. Vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 20 minutes before 9 now. And Finn, we got to talk about some cute puppies and kitties before we jump into our calendar days. Honestly, this is something we usually do on Mondays, but with the Labor Day holiday, well, we still got to make sure that cute puppies and kitties get really great homes. So we're going to move it to today, and we have a couple of sweet faces that we're going to talk about. Let's start with Daisy, our dog of the week. Now, Daisy is a 3-year-old Spaniel Lab mix who is surrendered to the shelter with her 9 puppies. The puppies are weaned and they are ready for adoption, and so is Miss Daisy. She is ready to move on from motherhood to a new home where she can absolutely be the absolute queen. And doesn't she look a little regal? She does look a little regal, like, you know, she is ready to be pampered.
She should be wearing a tiara, probably.
That's right. Being a mom is hard, and Daisy's ready to enter her non-kid days, so we can all respect that. She does well on a leash while walk. She knows some commands. She's probably house trained. She's very calm and gentle, very sweet as well. Daisy would be a great addition to any family. She could share her home with another dog, cats, and kiddos. She will be spayed, microchipped, and up to date on vaccines before she goes home. She is just a beautiful girl. So if you're interested in, you know, a little girl who's a little bit older, still got a lot of play in her. I mean, three is not old. Let's be honest when we're talking dogs. I mean, Daisy might be the best companion you could find. And she's just adorable all at the same time.
Yeah.
Now, we also have Hope, our cat of the week. And Hope is a one-year-old brown-black domestic medium hair tabby. She's anxious to get out of the shelter and into her forever home. She has really beautiful big green eyes that just essentially scream, pick me, because they really, really do, right? She enjoys exploring new areas, and she loves being in your lap for lots of attention. She says a good scratching post, treats, and toys to bat around are a must, though, in her new home. While she can be a little independent at times, she will always gravitate to your lap for lots of love. She'll be spayed, microchipped, and up to date on vaccines before going home. She's just a beautiful girl as well. And she does have those eyes that kind of scream, hello, did you forget about me? Pick me, take me home. Because yeah, she's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
We really do have a couple of beautiful pets this week if you're looking for somebody new to add to the family. Now, the big question would be, how do you adopt a pet over at the Sauk County Humane Society? Well, the first thing you do is head over to their website, saukhumane.org. There's a ton of information over there about the adoption process. Just click on adoptions, and then you're going to find a list of available animals, how to prepare for adoption, and how the process actually works. Now, if you don't have internet access, you can actually go into the shelter and view the critters, the cats, and the dogs as well. And at that time, you just fill out an application for pre-approval. Once you're approved, you're going to make an appointment to meet that homeless pet or pets of your choice. And remember that all people living in the home must meet the pet. And if you're meeting a dog and have a dog, they also need to be at the shelter at the time of that meetup. Now, here's what you and I always tell people. Don't get discouraged. If you see Daisy's face and you're like, oh, I have to have Daisy, but then you meet her and she might not be the right pet for you, that's okay. That means that you got to work with that adoption counselor over at the Sauk County Humane Society so that they can team you up, let's say, with the best pet that meets what your criteria is, what you're looking for, or what, you know, your specifications are. Especially if you live in a rental, maybe you can only have a pet under a certain weight, maybe you can't have certain breeds. You know, if you're not an active person and you don't want a pet then that needs constant walks and mm-hmm. stimulation, you want somebody who's more of a couch potato.
More low key, yeah.
That's right. Those are the types of things they will help you with. So don't get discouraged. They have a lot of pets right now that need really great homes, and there will be somebody in the mix that will be perfect for you. Just give it some time and work with those counselors,
yeah,
and I
just
promise
be patient. Yeah.
They'll pair you up. They'll pair you up with it's like matchmaking for owners and pets, right? Mm-hmm. It's a little bit like that. They'll pair you up with the best possible pet for what you're looking for and what your needs are and what your criteria is. And let's be honest, at the end of the day, the only thing we're really concerned about is getting this critter, this cat, or this dog into their forever home. Because the last thing the Humane Society wants is for them to have to come back for any sort of reason. So that is the overall goal, is to get them into their forever home. Now, with that all being said, they're going to have a volunteer orientation if you want to help out all of these shelter animals this coming Saturday. Again, that is September 7th. They're always looking for volunteers to give a couple of hours every week. They have a variety of opportunities, whether you want to work directly with the animals, not work directly with the animals. Maybe you can only give a couple of hours. Maybe you want to give more hours. If you have a kiddo who would love to help with the animals, remember, anybody under the age of 18 has to have an adult also volunteer with them. So they can volunteer. You just got to make sure that they are able to do so. 8 to 18 is the criteria over at the Sauk County Humane Society. And then, of course, they need a few items right now. Canned cat food, bleach, liquid laundry detergent, Dawn, because they do a lot of cleaning, especially with the amount of pets they have right now. And, of course, they also say volunteers. They need lots of volunteers right now as well. So if you're interested in Daisy, if you're interested in Hope, if you want to take a look at the adoption process, if you would like to volunteer, saukhumane.org is where you need to go to get all of that important information. All right. So go check that out. Now, with that being said, we got to take a look at our calendar days. If I can find my list here, I've got so many tabs open this morning. This is ridiculous. Why do I always have this many tabs open? I don't even understand. Today is, let's see, Another Look Unlimited Day. Now, this is interesting. It's dedicated to taking a look around your home and really looking at the things that you know don't need that you can get rid of. And instead of throwing them in the trash and obviously putting more garbage into our landfills, this day is meant for you to find other places for you to give those things to. Maybe it's a charity. Maybe you donate them. Maybe it's to friends. Maybe you know somebody who loves to repurpose different items. That would be what you do on Another Look Unlimited Day. That's kind of a cool day, right? It's like recycling.